And if I can just step in for a minute, I'm Ellen Ritter, and I am the Dean of Students for ILCT, and I'm thrilled that you guys are joining us and that Katie is presenting on this issue, which I know is of real concern to a lot of students. There were also a number of questions that came in about how to become a coach, to do coaching programs, stuff like that. So for the people who asked that, which isn't totally the topic of this call, you should be receiving an email from me this afternoon with just some details about different programs and how to get credentialed. And today we're sort of, I think, and Katie will explain it better than I will, but looking towards you know, how do you really make that mind shift? And Katie is an amazing coach who works with a lot of different coaches doing that, which is why we're thrilled she's here today. And I know, correct me if I'm wrong, Katie, that you often work with ILCT students individually as well as potentially in a group to help them make the shift and to move forward. So I turn it totally over to you.
Thanks, Ellen. Hi, everybody. I'm really excited to be here today, and I absolutely love this subject because it really makes us question how we perceive ourselves, our coaching practice, and really the world around us. So the question that is brought up today is, are you becoming a coach or are you being a coach? So we're going to take that question down to the seed level, our mind, our mindset. You know, what is that about us that has us see ourselves as being a coach or becoming a coach? So I kind of want to look into really what the word becoming and being are. And I always love to read from the dictionary. So the definition of becoming is to come into existence, to come to be, to undergo change or development. So it very much is a looking at the future world word, a transitional place to be in. And then when we look at being, it's the state or quality of having an existence. And this is what I really want us to look at today. So by my perception and my definition, I'm going to share with you how I view these two things. And I invite you to ask yourself these questions, how you perceive yourself as a coach, how you feel about yourself as a coach, and really what the essence of you is as a coach. So when I take a look at becoming, the first thing that I want to challenge is our logical mind. We're socialized that we go through step A, step B, step C, to get to our goal. So we're always in a becoming state. So it's very much defined by situation. So that's the outer world. So I'm going to look at becoming as the outer world. As far as being goes, I want to take that to the inner world and looking at the essence of who you are and the qualities that you naturally possess. Now, yes, in becoming, we can put the label coach to it. But our training, our experience, actually the becoming is a refinement, ongoing process that we go through in our development. It's lifelong. So when is the place that we actually be? You can't develop something that isn't already there, first of all. It's already in you. So I want to take it to the place of being, your essence of who you are, and looking at the mindset that you have and how you perceive yourself and separating the situation and your circumstances from who you really are. And when I was going through this and kind of structuring a way to focus on it and really help crystallize how to define these two different mindsets, a story from